He glimpsed the bone moose of the Hornwoods, the Karstark sunburst, Lord Serwyn's battle-axe, and the mailed fist of the Glovers, and the twin towers of Frey, blue and grey. So much for his father's certainty that Lord Walder would not bestir himself. The white of House Stark was seen everywhere. The grey direwolf seemed to run and leap as the banner swirled and streamed from the high staffs. "Where is the boy?" Tyrion wondered. A war horn blew. "Harrow!" it cried, its voice as long and low and chilling as a cold wind from the north. The Lannisters' trumpets answered, "Da-da! Da-da! Da-da!" brazen and defiant. Yet it seemed to Tyrion that they sounded somehow smaller, more anxious. He could feel a fluttering in his bowels, a queasy, liquid feeling. He hoped he was not going to die sick. As the horns died away, a hissing filled the air. A vast flight of arrows arched up from his right, where the archers stood flanking the road. The Northerners broke into a run, shouting as they came, but the Lannisters' arrows fell on them like hail, hundreds of arrows, thousands, and shouts turned to screams as men stumbled and went down. By then a second flight was in the air, and the archers were fitting a third arrow to their bowstrings.